Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What he just said.
Welcome. Monday, February 5th. It's the after
February
hour.
What?
February 5th.
Thank you.
So many days in February to choose from, but I preferred 5th. It's just a little bullshit podcast that we're going to throw together here a little bit. Fuckboy Seth's here.
Hey.
Did Fuckboy Seth go to a bris?
Nah, Fuckboy Seth stayed home.
Now, hold on.
Oh, he didn't go.
Isn't a bris where they cut the wiener
off? Cut the dick off.
They chop that ween off, Bubba.
And then doesn't sometimes the moy suck it?
Yeah. He sucks it down.
Okay, guys, the moil. First, let's if the guy's sucking it down, let's get his name right.
All right, so okay.
The moy.
Okay, so you're at a brisk, and
yeah. I skipped it, Bubba. I put the show first today.
Well, so this was during the show? Yeah.
You could have made both.
No, I wasn't going to pay you for both. I mean, I'm not going to
pay you for both.
You could have gone, Spongio, I got to go to watch a kid get his wiener fucking foreskin whipped right down to zero. Think I could maybe get 4 to 5 paid hours on you, buddy?
I wasn't going to ask for any hours. That's why I showed up today, and I said I could not go to the bris of my nephew.
Really? Now, this
my first blood nephew.
Now, is this where they cut the wiener?
Yeah, well, what happened?
Can you tell us, from the time you walk in the door to the time you walk back into your car, what happens at a brisk?
I haven't been to one since my brother Brett, who is the one that just had the baby and had the. So I haven't been to one in, 35 years or so.
Right.
Which was at a doctor's office. This luckily was at his house because it's the only time they could get the doctor and the rabbi there at the same time. So all I know is, Bubba, I've only been to a couple. What it is you walk in, I think there's some prayers. I think they cut the foreskin right away. There's
a baby just fucking raising hell the
howling.
Entire time.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm actually want to check on my brother and my sister-in-law and make sure they're okay because
probably
I don't.
Not.
Yeah, I don't think they even knew what they were in for today. And then I found out.
I mean, it's a baby like like fucking blood curdling.
I mean,
scream.
You had a son that was circumcised, right?
Yeah, but so, they,
were you there or
were
no?
You there?
No, they take in the regular world of having a baby. Let me tell you, they come to the room and you're there with your baby and your baby's like maybe sucking your wife your girlfriend tits.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man!
No, but let me. What was Wilbur doing? She was fucking sucking her tits, and then they're like, hey, listen, if we can get little Walker off the tit for a little bit, we're gonna take him down, and they take him clear. They might even take him to a whole other floor.
Yeah, they took him to Walker. To the floor below.
Yeah, and then they cut the ween off.
Yeah.
And cut the foreskin off the ween, and then they kind of bandaged it up, and then they put like these mittens on your kid so he can't fucking touch it.
Yeah.
And they bring you back and he's already got all the crying out of his system and everything.
Yeah, they leave him down there for about an hour or so.
Just to cry alone.
Yeah.
So he just cries himself to sleep.
Did you have the option to go with your kid, Lummy?
No.
No.
Oh. They don't even give you the option.
I think they do. They do.
No, they don't.
Not, especially not for me. It was during that COVID time. You're not allowed to go anywhere, but they don't give you the option.
And who's going to say, yeah, I want to watch my son get his cock
off? Jews?
Bubba, I sent you a video. I sent you a video of, these don't look like Jewish people, but it says it's a Jewish bris.
I will say this, though.
Do they have swastikas on their shirt?
Easy now.
Well, you said those are totally Jews.
Okay, hold on.
Some of them
maybe not that guy.
Exactly. That should be a new show.
Who let the Filipino in here?
Those are totally Jews. The new show. The new podcasting show is going to be called Those Are Totally Jews.
Sorry, the dad just looks a little out of place.
What is the name of this video?
I've never seen Asian Jews before.
Brit Miller.
What the
fuck? Of Brit Milah.
It's a rabbi.
If Anna knows what it is, Brit Milah.
I've literally never seen an Asian Jew in my
life. Shut up. We're going to watch a guy get his wiener lopped off. Now, Seth, this is how it went when you went.
Bubba, I gotta ask my mom if she shot video today. I passed on the bris for two reasons. I needed to work today, and I honestly, as much as I love experiences, I didn't think that I could handle the bris, and I wanted to make sure it was cool with my brother that I wasn't missing something that they're gonna hold over my head in 20 years, you know? Like, hey, you don't really love your family because you skipped the bris, you know? And
you're getting less points on the dollar, yeah. You know, because you skipped.
Did Phoebe go?
No, God, no.
Mm. No, God, no. Here he is. Now, hold on. Look at this poor little guy.
Just
look at this poor little guy. He's happy as fuck.
He's just
warm.
Sleeping away.
He's warmed up, man.
Dick's intact.
Okay, but imagine when he's 25 and he de-pantses and women are making fun of his fucking anteater.
Listen, I'm all about getting your about circumcisions. I'm just not about having the fucking family there and the moi sucking it.
Yeah.
Get that boy off my baby's neck.
I don't know where the fuck this is.
I've never seen Asian Jews before.
All right, I need a
medical. I'm going to be at a medical facility with a doctor cutting my little boy's foreskin off, and I don't want to see it. I want them to bring him back to me after, you know.
Do you want the foreskin?
Not really.
It's like the trophy.
Ugh.
He starts cutting around the five minute mark.
Sponsors, two things at play here. Oh. One is there's a circumcision that's about to happen live on this podcast. The second thing is Anna is very, very, very taken that these are Asian Jews.
Like, I've just never seen it before.
Why can't Jews be Asian?
They can. I've actually seen it one time. There's this guy, his name was Ari, and he was adopted by a Jewish family, and he was Asian, and he spoke Hebrew fluently, and it just kind of threw me off. But this is even more jarring to see them with yarmulkes on. I don't know what
deep,
it is.
This is deep Jew.
Deep Jew.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't want to watch it.
Poor little guy.
You can put this on YouTube?
Yeah, they did. They're,
do you see his, I mean, do you see his dick?
Yeah.
Do you see his little baby dick?
Yeah, I told him not to show it. But
we can't show it.
Yeah, no, I told him not to show it.
It's not live.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It is live.
It's live.
Oh, on locals.
We're not showing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Let's not see the dick.
Oh, it's poor dick!
What?
What? Oh, that's right. Anna hates circumcisions.
Who loves them, man?
Yeah, like
fucking all y'all.
No,
all y'all.
We don't love them. We just know that they're a necessary evil.
Yeah.
Well,
we don't want
not,
the
okay.
Schmegma and the head cheese nope. and all the.
Oh my
you
god!
Know.
Literally, no one else does this, but us.
See, the little guy knows some shit's going down.
I know this is horrible.
When they take your fucking legs,
have they cut it yet?
No, they haven't cut it yet. There's that wine.
Gave him some cocaine.
Oh man,
I'm an intactivist.
Dude, this is gonna.
Yeah, you better put your glasses on, motherfucker.
Oh, I can't miss. You only get one shot, kid.
Oh man.
Oh.
Seth,
Jesus.
already two oh. cut. Like,
that's what you miss.
You're yeah. a sick fuck, Bubba, because you're liking
Turn it
this.
Off.
Yeah, you're good. We're good.
Does he? I want to see if he licks it.
No, that's an old wives' tale.
Hold on. Did they lick or not? They used to lick the dick.
I'm looking.
Choking him with wine, poor little guy. Just get my dick cut off. Trying to give me a Bartles and James here. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Snipping my dick. I don't got a lot of real estate to work with anyway. I got a baby. Hey, by the way, newsflash. I got a baby dick. There's not a lot to cut off.
I don't know. There were some editing done in this video, so I started going to prayers.
Okay, that's good.
That's what they did right there. Now they just fucking like they just put a tourniquet on his dick. Oh, now they're getting into praise. Please, Jesus or God, I guess you're Jewish, you're God.
Yeah.
Please, God, forgive us for we just cut this little baby dick off and everything. Most religions do it at the hospital, but we like to do it at Grandpa Fred's house. Okay? So that's just the way it goes. Please. And abba labba libba libba labba labba libba labba la. Man, I don't want to be all part right, of this fucking religion.
I got Bubba. I can't.
Shut up, Seth. This is your people.
I'm not okay,
this
man.
This is your people.
I'm not all right.
Okay, but this is your people.
I don't even know if they are.
Amen. Hey. That's like their DJ horn. That's like their Jamaican horn.
All right. Bubba, you're a masochist.
No, I'm not.
Is that the right word, Anna?
I don't know. I'm not listening.
No, I say he's a masochist.
Seems like he likes it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
listen, you fuckers. Don't try to Don't try to make this about me.
Dude, everybody tapped out over here, and you're going strong.
I just wanted to see what a Jewish priest was, too. Yeah. So.
And Lummy was even starting to do pants.
Did you go through that, Seth?
What do you mean with, did I get mine?
Yeah.
I got mine tapered? Fuck yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, was it at your mom and dad's house with the moi that licked it?
Yeah, it's not really a story that I have all the details on. I haven't asked a lot about my circumcision over the years other than my dad giving me the old joke that they took too much off. But I am interested. I did text my brother to see how it went today. And I think that I don't even think that anybody knows. I don't even think parents know unless they've been through it before just how excruciating that is if that's your kid.
I mean, my God. If your kid just, you know, falls and hurts himself and scrapes her knee and is crying, you feel bad. You can try to get it all fixed up and
Let
stuff.
Let alone lopping his dick off.
Let alone something that you cannot, like, you... Here's the thing. Little Sethy falls down. She bumps her head. She gets a little scrape on her knee. You know, she busts open her lip. You know, just things kids can get themselves involved in, playing around, whatever. Most parents have some sort of remedy for that. You know, we can put a Band-Aid on it. We can put some hydrogen peroxide on it. We can put some cream on it, or if need be, we can maybe go to the emergency clinic and get a couple stitches or something. But it's something that we can remedy. With this, I wouldn't even know. Like Lummy, if they're like Bubba, the circumcision went bad on Tyler. I don't know what the fuck to do.
I don't either.
They don't tell you, Bubba. Like when they fuck it up, they don't tell you. They just give you the kid back, and then it's like, all right, hopefully it grows and corrects itself.
Right. I'm sure a good one and a bad one probably pretty much all looks the same, you know, for the first 5 days.
Yeah, on a baby dick.
Yeah, they put a ton of Band-Aids on it so you can't even see it anyhow.
Yeah, exactly. If something's fucked up, they'll blame your cock. They'll blame your jeans. You know, they're not going to blame the moil.
Like
if
this baby has one ball now. Like
if they cut off too much of the head and you didn't have a nice head on your dick, you know what I'm saying? You're like, they wouldn't blame the moi guy. They just blame, man, that guy's got a fucked up head.
If the head was tampered with, then your pee hole would be a very, very large, Bubba, I feel like.
And are these mois, are they doctors or are they...
Probably not doctors. Probably not MDs.
So are they just a guy that goes to this church?
They're one step above barbers, Bubba.
Bubba, I sent you a news story, Bubba.
Oh, my God.
I think it's from New York. About the
genital herpes.
Cradle of Secrets.
Oh, my God.
And it's
I'm not there when the baby has surgery. So I was shocked. I couldn't get over it. I told my husband, we allowed this to happen.
Husband?
He said, it
started halfway in.
Modified.
Where should I go?
Why would you start at the beginning?
Meant to prevent infection and serve as a celebration of life.
Oh, yeah.
Disturbing allegations are surfacing in a very unexpected place.
Cradle secrets.
Cradle secrets.
Shut up. The strip club for kids.
based on what she's wearing, is this 04?
I don't know.
Is that Hoda?
No, 2013.
Oh.
Here we go. She just fashioned.
It's a little outdated.
Supposed to bring joy and holiness to the Jewish ritual of circumcision is now accused of something unthinkable, spreading a deadly disease to innocent babies.
So
it's,
if a guy,
it's fucking herpes, dude.
Yeah, it's herpes. The guy has herpes on his mouth, and when he gives the
when he makes out with that penis.
12's Tara Rosenblum joins us.
Listen,
now.
We don't make this shit up. This is real life stuff here.
Of course, we're not making up. We have a bunch of cut cocks to prove that it's real.
Well, I mean, most of our cut cocks were done in a medical facility. Yours was done at Grandpa Jim's.
Well, we don't know what happened.
Lummy didn't witness. What's your dad's first name?
David.
Delise and David had a big old celebration for when they cut the cock.
How do we know that they weren't passing Lummy's son's foreskin around, the doctor's room after they cut it off? They're like, hey, Lummy's kids, foreskin. We don't know what the fuck they were doing. We didn't see it. It's better when it's out in front of you, man.
No, listen.
Walker's was a girl, so that's okay.
Yeah. Like, there's,
what a sick
bitch. There's not a lot of people playing with anybody's foreskin. You're just projecting at this point.
You're
trying to make Jewish people look a little better than they really are.
Oh, are you saying Jewish people are bad?
No, but I'm saying the moys.
Are you saying that we have a cradle of secrets?
Yeah, you don't see, agnostic secrets, buddy, in my religion. But in your religion, you got guys with herpes that are putting little babies' penises in their mouth. That's a fact, bitch.
Report cradle of secrets.
It's a topic that not many people want to talk about, but an unlikely whistleblower, a young Orthodox Jewish woman, is now speaking out, claiming a local rabbi is infecting babies, making them sick. And what's worse, she says no one is doing anything to stop him.
They all call you
Israel. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to see anybody in fucking shit.
The ancient ritual.
Hold on. Be quiet.
Oh.
Quiet.
Circumcision is performed. But in some ultra-Orthodox community.
Motherfucker, when you were doing a show live and the red light's going around and around, you walk in cautiously, Brandon Bernstein. You just don't come fucking walking in here.
I heard us talking about Jews, and so.
Yes, Brandon. And we're really on a really good topic right now that you might know something about, Brian Bernstein. So go back over to where you're supposed to go and make a more graceful entrance when the red light's on. Bernstein, you need to pay attention. You probably, hey, Bernstein, did you have a brisk?
What's that?
Exactly.
Who's Bernstein?
This guy right here.
Is he cool?
He's my buddy.
All right.
Did you have a brisk?
No.
Okay.
He had a brisk, maybe.
Did you have a brisk?
Brisk iced tea.
Huh?
No,
I've been on a conference.
Not now. Not present. As a little boy, did your family have a brisk for you? Not what have you been doing the last 5 minutes? We know you haven't cut your penis off in the last 5 minutes because you wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, I'm circumcised. What do you mean?
So did you have one of these deals?
What deal? What? I haven't been watching.
Okay, well,
it's a bris. Do you know what that is?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, that's probably a no from him.
Did you get circumcised at the hospital or at Grandpa Elbud's place? At the hospital? Okay. All right, Brandon.
He's been on a conference call.
I've been on a conference call. Hell no, I haven't been to a bris. I'm not into a daytime baby cock cutting. No.
This leader, known as Moyles, also engage in something controversial during the bris. In a practice known as Metzitza Pepe.
Metzitza Pepe.
Guilty.
Or just MBP, the moil actually uses his mouth to suck the blood from the infant's penis after he cuts off the
foreskin. Oh, my God.
Come on, man. We got enough people that hate Jews right now.
No,
this is not healthy.
This is not about hate. This is about tradition.
Nobody's pro this. Nobody's getting behind this.
But this is not. There are boys. Dude. There are boys you and Brandon's age that had to get their dick sucked. buy the Moy oil.
I don't know. I don't think that was part of mine, Bubba, but okay. I do have herpes simplex, too.
I have had herpes since the age of two, so I don't know what that means. Why most kids were taking Fred Flintstone vitamins, my mom was pushing Valtrex on me.
Right, I don't know
what that means.
I don't know if it was the early string of bitches I made out with in the early 2000s or if it was the doctor sucking my ween at the age of 8 days. But somebody gave me herpes.
The doctor that was sucking my ween at 8 days. That's where I'm going with.
And serve as a celebration of life. News 12 has learned the little-known practice has turned into a curse for life. Some babies involved in our area, and it's all because of a local rabbi who's alleged to have a sexually transmitted disease.
The rabbis are going to take care of it. They won't let him get away with it.
According to these documents we obtained from the state health department, Rabbi Yitzhak Fisher of Muncie.
You know, Yitzhak Fisher of Muncie. Not Muncie, in the Muncie, Indiana, the great state of Ball State, home of Ball State, but have you ever heard of Ball State
of
College?
Of course, I've heard of Ball State. Yeah,
the Cardinals.
Not referenced a lot.
These infections in babies, one of whom died.
Hold on. The baby had such bad dick herpes it died from the moil.
Great story you found, Lomi. This is really doing a lot for our people.
Shortly after tragic death, Rabbi Fisher was forbidden from practicing NBP in New York.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, if you can't do it in New York, I mean, you're...
It's the most liberal state in the world.
You can do it here, you can do it anywhere.
You can suck out a baby one day before it comes out in New York.
What I was just saying is there's a lot of Jewish people there. There's more Jewish people in New York than Israel.
Hold on. You can suck a baby out of a girl's sniz 8 days before it's about ready to come out. But
if you're sucking it out 8 days before it's due, it's a full-on baby.
I know, and New York will let you do that, but they're not letting this guy, you know.
And one concerned mother tells us the infected moil is still placing innocent lives at risk.
Oh, Jesus.
They should be arresting Rabbi Fisher. He should be in jail for murder, for homicide, for infanticide.
This outraged parent, we'll call Rena, who asked us to disguise her face and voice, claims she can prove Rabbi Fisher is still practicing MVP. She says she very recently secretly recorded a phone conversation with him.
She requested the rabbi
to perform the controversial.
This is getting good. This is some undercover
service.
There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. I can only do an interruption practice. It's perfectly okay.
But at one point during the call, Rena questions the safety of oral suction and references the recently reported death of a baby in New York City just last September.
The baby passed away on Rosh Hashanah. Well, it took them 5 months for the health department to convince the medical examiner to add the words oral suction to record the death. The medical examiner did not want to do it. But the newspaper picked it up and was enough to make the issue.
Were you shocked when Rabbi...
Oral suction. I don't think that should be into a boy's category till he's about 15 or 16.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leave it off the death certificate.
Told you that?
Shocked is an understatement. It's unbelievable that this goes on. And
well, we need to change your voice like that.
And this man is maiming and killing children, babies.
Yet we found no shortage of Hasidic Jews in Muncie willing to defend the rabbi.
Oh, here, let's see. Oh. You know, oral suction is the way it goes.
Everybody knows he's an honest person.
And his actions.
We used him and his son in the past, and we've been very happy with him.
Traditionally, it's the right thing to do, and we think he's a good person, and he's doing it right.
This is part of our law, what we have to do.
Not so, says Rabbi Yehoshua Krohn.
It makes me cringe.
The fifth generation Moyle lives just minutes away from Rabbi Fisher, who practices MBP in a very different way.
Judaism mandates that we do this mitzvah, this commandment, but in a way that is na'im, which is sweet, meaning that there is no hurt. The point is that there is no harm.
Hold on. How can you slice? How can you not? How can this not hurt under any circumstances? I don't care how much wine you're giving the baby. Or any, how can this not just absolutely hurt? I'm glad I don't remember when they did
exactly.
Mine.
Me neither.
Child.
And I'm glad my entire family wasn't gathered around to watch me get my dick cut off. Man.
Bunch of strangers.
In religious
instead.
Circles where,
yeah.
where they want the Metzitza Bepeh, we use only the tube. And for those that
well, want... this guy sucks it with a tube. That makes it that much better.
Okay, this isn't...
Just saying, hey, the guy's got herpes. It's not getting through the tube.
As if the Jews weren't having enough shit thrown their way. Now we're killing babies by filleting them when they're 8 days old.
Hold on, we don't make the rules up or the news, okay?
But you never know when that someone...
The little baby hand was behind his head. It'd be complete.
Could have a sexually transmitted disease. Just last month, yet another baby got infected with herpes after undergoing NDP in Orange County.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I ask a question?
That doesn't look good.
Can I ask a
What? What do you want to know? Doesn't tell you.
Are these men, these moyos, are they married?
Are you asking if they're gay?
They're not gay. It's just a fucking weird tradition.
What do you mean they're not gay?
They're not gay, dude. They're not. If they were gay, they probably wouldn't be doing this in front of a crowd. They do it more like the priests do.
They're actually giving gays a bad name.
Okay.
It's a bad rap for gays because gays are like, we're not into baby dick sucking.
Are you a lesbian if you're a female vaginatrician?
What did you say?
A gynecologist, I meant.
Vaginatrician.
No.
You fucking muff diving?
Rena is on
Under no procedure as being an OBGYN does a doctor, female or male, have to put their mouth on the woman's pussy.
They're not?
True or false?
I'll be getting pap smears all wrong.
True or false? Think of any other medical procedure where the person performing the procedure put their mouth on your genitalia.
Great.
Can't think of any.
Yes. Yeah,
except moils.
Yeah.
To spread awareness about the dangers of oral suction.
Okay.
Something her own son went
through. One guy's getting he's getting warmed up. Look at him.
Without her even knowing.
Bopping frapples.
After the circumcision takes place, I'm handed the baby, but I have no idea what happened there. It's like being in surgery. You're not there when the baby has surgery. I was shocked. I couldn't get over it. I told my husband, we allowed this to happen?
Yep.
He said, nobody asked. This is just how things are done. So I want the Department of Health telling people this is what takes place.
I want Ron DeSantis is always making crazy ass laws, and he made a law against, he fucked with Disney, and he fucked with everybody. He needs to come up with, listen, if you're going to have a brisk, you cannot have, the pastor can't suck the little guy's dick.
Jesus.
Even you guys being Jewish would vote for that, wouldn't you? No dick sucking.
Motherfucker, I am anti-circumcision and have been for 15 years.
Bubba, can you turn next year 1 and 2 down? They're working on something.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah.
No dick. I mean, I want to be a U.S. or a state senator or congressman and come up with a no dick sucking, during a
statute. No dick sucking.
Good platform to run on right now.
I'd vote for you.
Yeah. Be like, I'm all pro-Jews. I'm pro-Israel. I'm anti-Hamas, but I'm trying to stick up for those little Jewish babies that get their dicks cut off, and then the same dude that's cut is sucking it.
Yeah.
See? Even the most hardcore Jewish people are like, yeah, we don't like the suction part, but we couldn't tell, Rabbi McGillicuddy that because he's, infamous for the oral
suck them off.
Yeah.
You can do it if you want.
What if it costs extra?
But know the facts.
It's built in.
Obviously, it doesn't, because none of the Jewish people would pay for that.
You're putting your baby in.
Now what?
I mean,
that was pretty funny.
Wow. I'm just saying, there's.
That's pretty funny.
It's 100 for the standard, but it's $1.50 for if you get the oral suction. Be like, I will cancel the oral suction. That's my Jewish impersonation.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
Clinton County's health commissioner, Dr. Joe.
Why suck like this? Sarah Roseblum.
Big long neck. I bet she's got some big titties.
Oh, yeah. Look at those things.
Refused to speak with us on camera about...
She's got a big neck to fucking body ratio, doesn't she?
She does.
Giraffe looking bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
She take that dick
but
down.
She did tell us that they
would... see them what? Titties.
Yeah.
Let me do a brisk on them titties.
Is he going to cut her nips off?
Yeah.
Is that hot?
And I ain't got no herpes on my mouth or nothing.
We need to start handing out this informational pamphlet called Before the
No Dick Sucking.
Chris, how to protect your baby against infections. These brochures will be handed out to
maybe you can put a dental dam on there when he does
what
it.
What the hell?
All parents of newborn boys here in Rockland County. As for rap,
hold on. And she, this bitch thinks she's in the 80s. Watch her do her hair. All kind of like where it gets messed up. Watch.
These brochures will be handed out to all parents of newborn boys.
Like she's 20. Straight.
Here in Rockland County. As for Rabbi Fisher.
She sucked my dick.
Oh, we repeatedly tried, but were unable to reach.
He's too busy sucking some dick.
The health department told us he should not be performing.
Oh, she comes back multiple days, and I like the hair pulled back with a little.
Yeah.
MVP anywhere in the state. But because the victim's families refused to press charges against him.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It appears their hands are tied when it comes to enforcing the ban, meaning Rabbi Fisher's hands are still free to
and
perform
so is his
a
mouth.
Centuries-old ritual that could place another baby's life at risk.
One baby got herpes and died from this dude's herpes.
Yeah, it's fucking
gross.
Now,
well, Rabbi Fisher is not facing any criminal charges.
Why not? You suck a kid's dick and give him herpes and there's no charges? Oh, sounds like Sarasota County.
We're aware of. Multiple sources have told us he is being...
Is she trying to talk like a man? Is she trying to talk like that?
She gives me, like, what's her name? Elizabeth Holmes vibes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Theranos bitch.
She's Theranos bitch. Is that bitch in prison?
I think so, for 11 years.
Looked at by the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office.
She is?
In the meantime, Rena's just hoping by coming forward, more families will have the courage to speak out.
Yeah. We have, our kids got herpes of the dick, too. Oh. Nobody wants to... Man, herpes of the dick is bad enough to get as an adult, let alone have to live with it when you're a kid, popping your bones, and you got...
You didn't
like,
even get it in a cool way. At least when you get it as an adult, you're fucking.
Yeah, or
most
something.
Of the time.
Ask more questions before their baby is circumcised.
Just ask, do you do suction? Oral.
Do you have herpes?
I'm not interested in oral suction. For my poor little Jew baby.
I checked in on my brother during this whole thing because I was getting nauseous. And he said everything went well at the bris today and that my dad nibbled on the foreskin. So,
oh, yum.
and then Elise is frying it up as a pork rind as we speak.
Yeah, there's some public sandwiches there right after. But I asked him, I was like, how did your wife do with the, you know, hearing her baby scream like that? And he said everybody did well. So he's making jokes about it. So it couldn't have been that bad for my brother, at least.
Well, I mean, it's not. Not bad for anybody except the little kid laying there with the cut dick.
Well, yeah, that's...
he's drunk on wine. He's fine.
Yeah, he's all right.
Do they give him wine for real?
Yeah,
like a drop of
wine.
Is
that those little? Is that what
those?
Get
your kid drunk and then they cut off his dick and then they suck on it. What's so wrong with that?
Right, and then they have some food.
Yeah. Is he sucking on mom's tit?
Do they have now? What if the kid now is breastfeeding okay in the Jewish faith?
I think so.
I hope so. How could they do it from back in the biblical times? Yeah,
yes, it's fine, Bubba. Obviously,
I don't know much about Judaism. I'd rather ask than assume.
You're right. It's breastfeeding is fine.
All right, so technically, if that baby was hungry, he could go from getting his dick cut off right back on the tit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying that might be the only thing that would calm him down.
That's a day right
there. A nice tit. How much? Let me is Wilbur off the tit now?
Yeah, he's off the like tit.
Talking.
Yeah, he's talking.
He's like 4.
Yeah, he just says no.
He's like 6'1".
Yeah,
he's tall as fuck.
Yeah, he's off the tit. He's just drinking milk.
So he's off the tit.
Yeah, he just says milk.
He says what?
Milk.
But he has like regular food too, right?
Oh yeah. Like, but he still gets his milk.
What's his favorite food?
Pasta.
Pasta.
Ooh. Yeah, pasta and pizza.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he has eggs and shit like that. Like, he eats a normal meal.
He does?
Yeah, he eats eggs.
He's not eating any of that Gerber's baby football.
Gerber's.
No, fuck that. No, like, breakfast is two scrambled eggs with cheese. Or a waffle, and then
it's not like he's training.
What is this kid, Nick Bosa? I mean, shit.
He's getting ready to say. Sounds like this motherfucker's in training.
This is what he had yesterday.
He's got 16 egg whites and
what's his 10 a.m. snack?
How many grams of protein?
300 grams of two chicken breasts, cauliflower.
At 10 a.m., he has a
300 milligram protein shake, some creatine. Then at noon, we give him a shot of Anadrol.
That's right.
So, like, what does Walker eat for breakfast? 2 eggs?
So, yeah, yesterday, because I did 2 eggs with cheese, and then I also made him, like, a little half of a waffle.
Now, will he...
Plain.
Now, do you give him utensils and he tries, or does he just end up using the caveman?
Most of the time, he just uses his fingers, but, I give him a fork.
Yeah, right.
And then...
then lunch yesterday?
Well, we had a fruit pouch at 10 o'clock.
A what?
A fruit pouch.
Okay.
It's like all these fruits blended up, like a little smoothie.
Right.
He drinks that. And then for lunch, I made him a grilled chicken.
Is he doing 2-a-days already?
Yeah.
Mommy's in the kitchen all day for this little guy.
I gave him a grilled chicken quesadilla.
Oh, right. Fuck yeah.
Right.
And then he had his milk. And then dinner last night was, we let him spoil, we gave him pizza.
Now, what type of milk? Do you guys do like a lactose?
No, whole milk.
Straight whole.
Whole milk.
That is that what's most? Is that what's most similar to the titty? Is whole milk?
Probably. Yeah,
and it's like, you know, it's fattier. And
now, let me, honest to God, please answer this honestly. Because your wife she may still be lactating. I don't know anymore,
unfortunately.
Okay. He tried.
But she was, did you get on it a little bit?
Yeah, I got on it.
What's it taste like?
It's a little watery to my liking. It's a little watery.
I mean, would you cuddle up and get on the tit?
Yeah.
I mean, like, was it a whole,
get those vitamins?
Was it a whole thing? Was it an ordeal?
Yeah, like if she got on top while we were having sex and she leaned in my face,
and they were hanging down.
I feel
there.
Like I can also speak to this because it's one of my earliest memories.
You've breastfed?
No. Yeah, well, I was breastfed, but then my when my sister was born. I'm 4 years older than her. I remember inquiring, you know, what it tasted like because I didn't remember as an infant. So my mom put some in a cup for me. And Bubba, it's fucking gross.
She told you to get on the tit.
Yeah,
I sucked on her titties. Sorry. Yeah.
And it's gross?
It was fucking gross. I just remember being like, as about a 4-year-old kid.
It was a little watery, but still.
It's fucking gross.
But it's kind of hot.
But she's fucking you on top.
Yeah.
Not my mom,
And those fucking things are going...
Right to the mouth and hold it and just...
They're swinging, they're swinging. They're helicoptering around the farm.
Oh, yeah.
As you're going crazy.
Oh yeah.
If you got enough inertia going.
And then especially when you like start playing with them and you give the nipple like a little tweet, you know, and then it kind of shoots out at you.
Scorch in your eyes.
Nice. Yeah. Exactly.
What in the hell? Scorch in the eye.
Yeah.
Seth,
it's like a little hose.
You know, little Sethy's what, 4 or 5?
Yeah, she's 16.
Yeah,
she's 6.
So, like when Phoebe's was still lactating, did you valve up at all?
Really, what I found is the complete opposite of Lummy. I found that my woman really lost her desire to have her nipples and titties and areolas sucked upon. Once you have your daughter feeding off those, I think it becomes less sexualized to. At least my woman. I did have a little taste of the milk before. I have tasted other ladies' milk as part of Radio Bits, and I will say it's not bad. It's better with cereal than it is straight from the tap, but I do. It is not as thick as cow milk.
All right, that's great. We have to wade through some comments you just made. As part of various radio stunts, I have tasted other women's. Fisher and Boy were doing Boy Sucks the Titty Day.
No, I think we had, I think my buddy Danielle, I think she brought in her breast milk when I was on Drew's show. And I feel like John Sending was supposed to do it. And then I think I took a sip out of it.
Really?
Well, you had us do it in 08.
I did.
With cereal. We had Fruit Loops. Dad? It was me and Tom the Tree Man.
Where'd we get it?
A random listener.
She pumped?
She pumped and brought quite, in quite a ton bit, of it. I think.
Right, and then you guys ate it with what?
Fruit Loops.
How was it?
Hers was horrible.
Really?
It was really bad.
Dude, you could get AIDS from that, man.
That was the big thing.
Don't give him any ideas of suing me. I just got things going. I just got things going around here. You're getting a small little bonus next this week, Seth.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll pipe down. Sorry.
And you got him fucking getting AIDS.
No, you're good, Lummy.
Yeah.
You could fight through that.
Supposedly
HIV.
It was tested, you know.
That's fine.
Nobody goes to the fucking...
He'll walk it off. He's fine.
And tell me where the tit milk testing center is. Like, I've never... I mean, I can't tell
you. I don't know. You had Brent and Dave Rice tell me it was tested.
Oh, okay. Well,
By the way, Bubba, I just asked my brother. I said, how much did this cost? And he just told me $490.
Oh, jeez.
That's steep.
So now, is that $490 all in with catering, or is that just $490?
No, that's catering. My mom took care of catering. It's $490, I think, for the whole shebang, probably including a tip.
So the Moy.
Are you making some fucking joke there?
No, I'm not making a joke, unfortunately.
It's
pun. I don't do puns at all, but, you know, if you want to think I'm a genius for it, please go ahead.
Were you relieved when you had a girl and not a boy? Because, you know, this sort of nonsense doesn't even happen
Bubba,
with a girl.
Swear to the Lord above, I never even fucking thought of it until recently when my brother was faced with that. Because I just think your dick's, you know, it's come circumcised, you know, until you have to, until you get invited to one and it becomes all too real.
You really don't think about the timeline of your dick.
Yeah, I mean, having the pain of having it cut off is something I could deal with. The $490, now that is something that I couldn't handle, so I know that I
say that hurts a guy.
That hurts more than seeing your kid get his foreskin lopped off.
Listen, little guy, I know you're hurting right now, but man, Pop's just laid out $490. It's killing me.
They got this Moyle and Rabbi. They didn't even get him during prime time. They got him 8:45 on a Monday morning. Jeez. I mean, you want to talk about doing
this
it over.
This guy doing six a day?
It's fucking scam, man.
Bubba, I think he's got at least probably doing out in Pasco County probably till sunset tonight doing them. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
At $490 a whack.
$490. Wow. Yeah, I mean, he's leading.
So his first one, what, 10 o'clock?
His first one was 8:45.
8:45. Probably goes to, he probably gives himself an hour.
Grabs a sandwich, gets out of there.
9:45. There's food. And then he probably gives himself an hour to get to the next one. So the next one's probably like 10:45.
Probably.
And he does that to 11:45. Then maybe takes a little lunch, you know, stops by Wing House.
And then
seems like a guy that packs his lunch, Bubba, because he seems like he doesn't want to lose any time out there on the road. Like he wants to get that next.
And then he's got a 1:30, and then he's probably got like a 3:00, and then more. Five, and that's let me see 1, 2, 3, 4. That's like 6 Moyos a day.
And I wonder the moment when he realized that this was his passion in life, like what that moment was for him.
6 times 490. I mean that's $2,940 a day times 5, that's $15,000 a week times 4, that's $60,000 a month for suck a little baby dick.
Oh wait, breaking news.
Oh wait, there's more.
This doctor that did it, the Moyle, was a woman.
Oh, so she
can't. Okay, that can't be right in the Torah. Now we're going woke with the dick cutting.
If there's no male available, a woman is allowed to
hold
do
on,
it. It's
hold
in the
on.
Bible.
But that makes it a little bit less of a crime if a woman's, you know, sucking.
I feel like
you
just made that shit up.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm saying, like, if it's a woman, do they have women rabbis?
Yeah,
you're not supposed to, dude. You're not fucking supposed to. They do now because they're trying to go woke, but you're not supposed to.
Hold on. But they... they do have women rabbis.
Not the Orthodox ones, but the Reform ones do.
Let Lami, he's got some important information.
Traditional Jewish law, if no Jewish male expert is available, a Jewish woman who has the required skill is also authorized to perform the circumcision.
At that point, I'm demanding suction. I want my boy to get head. Son.
I don't think that's from the Torah, but okay.
You know, you got head at eight days.
From Lummy's thing.
This is on Wikipedia.
I didn't get my head until I didn't get my first head job until I was 15. Listen, son, I got you one at eight.
Hey, Bubba, I just sent you a picture of my dad after the bris from today.
He looks like he's... you're going to try to tell me that that's not traumatic?
He is
suffering from a moment. That's a moment right there.
Well, I mean, he's a grandfather.
He's like, my God, my baby grandkid's getting its cock cut off and licked.
Anna, thou came in 1565 from the Shulchan Aruch.
Pardon?
That's the code of the Jewish law.
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch.
That's where it came from.
They said women can do brisks. And at that point, man, the oral turns in from being creepy to being cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
I just read you the Jewish law.
I'm sure that is the case. I mean, I know I don't know if you're sentencing the child to eternal damnation if it's not circumcised when it dies. So I get that they're like, if they're desperate, then fine, you can lop it off, whatever. But traditionally speaking, there's not supposed to be any female rabbis, moils, anything like that. So
we're not talking about tradition anymore. Look at the Catholic Church and the things they allow now. Traditions with regards to religion, traditions thrown right the fuck out the
window.
Then
why do we throw this out the fucking window too?
I don't know. You're the Jewish person. Tell me
why. I'm not like the spokesperson for fucking Judaism.
I got three Jews in here: Bernstein, Hummel, and fucking Kushner. You three Jews could come up with some kind of answer as to why this is still allowed.
Hello, I got it, because nobody wants to have a weird looking cock. I think that we've talked about this many times. It's about aesthetics, and it's about not having a clean the fucking schmegma up from it.
That's right.
I know. I want all people to have circumcisions. I don't want preachers licking my baby's dick. Okay. Unless it's a woman.
Well, don't go to the
If it's a woman, it's kind of cool.
Don't go to the five boroughs then. Apparently, everywhere else it's okay.
If you were to have a son, would you have a brisk, or would you let it do? Would you have your baby circumcised at the hospital?
I wouldn't have a say.
Or would you just not have it cut at all?
Just because it's hitting home doesn't mean we have to fucking skirt the issue, lover. Come on, answer the question.
I'm answering the question. Here's how it goes. I'm being honest with you, Bubba. I don't have a say. It would be between Phoebe would tell me what she wants, which would probably be just to get it done there. My mom would then ponder, disowning us for not going through with the proper Jewish tradition of having it done, 8 days after the fact. So I would have to go through whether I'd want my family to disown me, which is, not necessarily a bad thing.
That's happened to me, right?
Right. No, I know. Or my wife, be upset with me. So,
I mean, I think I could pound my chest and say, listen, I know my entire family hates me, but I didn't want my baby's dick sucked.
Right, I think I would get it done at the hospital. I would probably honestly like to see it done at the hospital. I would like to go if it was at all possible. But I would not like to have, 18 people at my house. My Aunt Joy, my Uncle Jerry went today. I mean, it's a whole thing.
And your poor father, I don't know if he can go through another one and see his reaction.
But my dad looks like my dad's 77. He's seen three of his boys get their things cut. Now his grandchild gets
and
a cut.
And he seems like he's very duressed. Like he's in very much, he's very much distressed
he
by
is
this.
Stressed. I mean, every time I see him now, he's like, tell me what baseball cards I should buy.
Looking
I was like,
Dad, distraction.
just put your money in the bank for me when you're gone,
We're doing a Bubba break Wednesday right after the show.
Are we?
Yes.
Dude, can I tell you something? I ran into a thuggish, ruggish nerd. Do you guys know he's a chat?
Yes. He's in St. Pete.
Yes, I ran into him just walking down the streets of St. Pete on Saturday morning. I was getting my walk-in.
You're a big-time fucking superstar.
Yeah, he had his Bubba Army mug, so he saw me. He was waiting for his haircut, and he's like, you know what, man? He's like, I used to give you a hard time and chat and bust your balls and everything, but you know what? You really won me over with that unboxing. And I go, really? That's what fucking won you over, was opening up some cards? He's like, oh, yeah, man, that was great. So I was like, hey, dude, whatever it takes, so... So people like it, Bubba. Yeah.
So this week I got today's after show, and then I got a couple dirt late model guys coming in about 12:15, so we have to end here relatively soon.
Is Bernstein a late model car guy?
Bernstein is actually, you're looking at a guy that is three-time champion? Yeah. Three-time NHRA champion.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So yeah, this and his dad was even better than him. I'm sorry, Bernie.
No.
His dad is one of the greatest of all times. Like his dad, I mean, Bernie's three. How many has your dad got? Nine?
Six, he said.
Six. Double him. But, yeah. So anyway, yeah, he's a legend in racing. So I what were we talking about?
Unboxing.
I got dirt late model guys coming in today at 12:30. And then tomorrow, I'm supposed to have Tony Stewart in at 12:30. With another guy named Ben Shelton from Flow and Sumo and probably Bernie, but now fucking Tony, like he always does, is like, I guess, overbooked himself and they want to know if they can come in later. So,
well, I mean, you'll do Tony anytime, right?
Yeah.
It's for a week, too.
I will, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm literally exhausted. And, you know, like doing one like at 2:30 or 3:30 like is a pain in my ass. Yeah.
Are you tapping out on Clement Kush tomorrow?
No, I'm doing it.
Okay.
The show, Clement Kush, then Ben Shelton and possibly Tony.
Did you hear
with Sumo and maybe Bernie?
Did you hear the podcast with Brent from last week?
Did not.
Okay.
How was it?
I was great. He said he'd be down to do it, you know, at least once a month. So
really?
Yeah.
Was he with his wife?
No.
Did you ask any legitimate question? Was it all about swinging?
Bubba, we probably talked about sex for 3 minutes out of the 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I asked him about Brain of the Quad and that, and then we talked about immigration, we talked about fucking Nick Saban, we talked about Justin Fields, we talked about FSU, like, we talked about everything.
Brent's a very knowledgeable person.
He really is. I mean, we covered it all, and, you know, we talked about, you know, why he kind of got out of radio and, you know, what he's
doing
now.
The trolls got him out, yeah, man. He fucking trolled.
Yeah, he talked about that, so it was, you know, I've been a fan of his, so I thought it was great. I've heard good feedback.
Hey,
so.
did you get good feedback on the one, just the Operation K5 gimmick that I did?
Operation K5 gimmick.
Operation Riz's Kizord something for you.
Oh shit, Rizord Kizord. Rizord Kizord.
Looking to Lummy for Lifeline.
It's top secrets. I don't know.
Roppy Capo Rop Dop. You know something for Job Hopo Nop.
Sloppy Top.
I got you.
You're gonna have to whisper it to him. Job Hop, John O. Hopknob.
Oh!
John O. Hopknob. John
yes.
O. Hopknob.
Oh, that one's turning Hogan.
John O. Hopknob. Say it.
John O. Hopknob.
Yes.
Say it, kiddo.
How did that work out?
That worked out very well. I appreciate you doing that.
No, but did John O. Hopknob like it?
Yes, he very much did.
And here's the deal. Who in the fuck, even if you're management, who is to prove what John O. Hopknob
is? I don't even know. I feel like I just want to fucking say it.
I know. And you know what? I'm a big fan of John O. Hopknob.
I know.
And John O. Hopknob.
You just keep saying John.
God damn, look how good Jennifer Epstein looks on TV.
Yeah, she does look pretty good.
Fuck, I'd...
What would you do to her?
I'd fuck the shit out of her.
She would.
You'd make her fucking
squirt. No condom.
Oh, yeah.
No condom?
Yeah, I'd go raw dog on that.
Would you put it in her butt?
No.
Oh.
I don't like butt fucking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you could blast right straight in there.
Anyway, John O. Hopknob... I had a very monumental situation, and I sent a message to John O. Hopknob, and I've been told that John O. Hopknob is admires our program as well.
I think you're the reason. Well, I don't want to say too much, but you're an inspiration to John O. Hopknob.
I like that.
Yeah, I really don't know where we're getting the Hopknob from, but I'll tell you this,
John O. Hopknob.
Can I say this, Bunjo? I don't even know how. I'm trying to get this so people can kind of understand.
We don't want them to understand. It's a thing between me and you only.
But it involves a couple of other heavyweights, you know?
Yeah, Dop Rop EW.
He's just spelling their names.
I still don't know. I know what's going on.
Well,
but
Dop Rop, you know Dop Rop EWOP. Dop Rop EWOP. You know who Dop Rop EWOP is.
To get a text message from Drop Bop EBOP.
Drop Rop EWOP.
To get a text message
from Drop Rop EWOP
asking to connect you guys essentially and say, doing a little favor, ixnay favor,
Right. So Drop Rop EWOP gets a hold of you and says, I need a fizz favor.
Yeah.
For Bop E Double Bop A to record something from Joppo Hopknob. And you're like, no fucking problem, buddy.
I was just like, my mind was blown because I go, I never thought I would see this day where Smogma Okaga would text me and ask me for a favor.
Smago Okaga.
Shit,
no,
man.
It's
I'm
Drop
so...
Rop Ewop.
Drop Rop Ewop.
That's his name. Drop Rop Ewop.
Dop Drop Ewop.
No, drop Drop.
Drop Rop Ewop.
Drop Rop Ewop.
Yes.
Shut
that's,
up.
That's the main guy.
Drop Rop Ewop.
Yes.
I never thought in my life
that you would get a call from who?
That I would get a call from Drop Rop Ewop.
Right.
About needing something from Bubba.
For Joppo Napo.
Yes. And that in and of itself was a monumental day in my life.
Fantastic.
So.
And did Joppo Hopknob like it?
Yes. He and loved it.
Fantastic.
And so did Rop Drop E-Rop.
Okay. And you know, I like both of them.
They and
who do you like, Bubba?
Both, I like Dop Rop Ewop, and I really like Jop Oppo No Rop Noppy.
Well, guess what? They both really fucking like you.
Perfect. I got a feeling some days our paths may cross.
Oh shit!
Boppy double bop, dop, boppy double bop, a lop you double mop yop. Fucking sop hop top hop.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
A double nop A.
Yes. And you know what, Spongo? Thank you for.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. A.
I'm sorry.
Double nop A.
Yeah.
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 She's coming.
She may be. She may be actually having an orgasm as we speak.
I am. I just cop you mopped.
She just cop you mopped. Cop you mopped. Cop. Cop you mopped.
No, cop you mopped.
Lummy, do you know what's happening here?
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah.
He speaks Cardi or whatever.
Hold on, that's you got, Bubba, I have my own language. How about like behind the knee and behind the knee, under the arm and behind the knee?
Yeah, under around
to
the
grandma's
farm.
House for girl.
Are you familiar with that? I get a girl, I'll be like, hey, listen, do you got it under your arm or behind your knee?
Behind my knee.
She's like, oh, I got behind my knee. I'd be like, oh, you're a dirty bird.
Want to put it in your ear?
No, you can't put
it in your ear.
Oh, sorry.
There was only two possibilities. Oh. It was either under your armpit. Or behind your leg.
Oh,
do you,
sorry.
Anna, do you know which one is which?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Okay,
which one is under your armpit?
In the pinker.
Say it.
In the pussy.
In the pussy.
Right. And what's behind the knee?
In the stinker.
In the what?
Butt.
Asshole.
Asshole.
So say it right.
Sorry. In the pussy.
Under the arm is where?
In the pussy.
And what's behind the knee?
In the butthole.
There you go. Asshole. We like asshole.
Yeah. Asshole.
How is this podcast allowed on all platforms?
I don't know. But it'd be a good time to fucking wrap it up. We've gone way too far.
It's gone. Yeah, it's really.
Appreciate y'all. At about 12:20, we'll have Devin Moran and Tyler Erb on Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Lummy. Put them all there.
Do you want it on Bubba Army HQ?
Yeah, Bubba Army HQ too. Fuck boy. He's not your goy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your goy toy. Direct deposits. Making profits, he's picking pockets. When his daughter's around, he stole dumbbells. He's building muscle, he's digging tunnels deep under the ground. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your boy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your boy toy.